It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Now it's time for another Guy Benson Show, Benson Bite, where we bring you the day's most interesting interviews in a bite-sized package. For the full episode, visit GuyBensonShow.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This should not be partisan. We've had Richie Torres on the show. He's been fabulous on this issue. But Nicole Malliotakis from the 11th District here in New York, she was part of that delegation, and she joins us now. Congresswoman, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be with you. Thank you.
Could you describe to us, before the public remarks that you guys made and some of the jeering and the chanting and all of that, what did you experience when you met with some of the Jewish students on campus before the press conference?
It was a nice meeting with the Jewish students in which they told us basically that, you know, they're scared. They've been threatened. They've been, some of them, assaulted. Some students have even been spat on. They've had to see swastikas painted on campus. Really terrible to imagine that this type of anti-Semitism is occurring in the United States of America, particularly New York City, a place that has been, you know, so welcoming, so diverse for forever, right? I mean, this is the last place you'd think you'd see this type of anti-Semitism, and yet here we are in one of the most prestigious universities, supposedly, in the country, an Ivy League university, and this is how Jewish students are being treated. So it was really horrifying to hear from them, their experiences. I felt saddened for them, but they were so grateful. They were so appreciative that Speaker Johnson made the trip to come meet with them. You had to see them smiling and how much they thanked him and appreciated the support of members of Congress being there to have their back and to come with the message that we did, that anti-Semitism is not to be tolerated anywhere in the United States, especially our college campuses, and that we needed to work together to eradicate this all across America.
Yeah, a lot of these Jewish students, I've heard from them across the country now for months, they feel hung out to dry, especially on campuses where the administration won't stand up for what's right, won't enforce basic law and order or campus rules, and they're allowing these mobs of terrorism sympathizers to just run roughshod over campuses. And you know, Columbia is probably the worst example, but certainly not the only one. And we keep getting these updated reports throughout the day, Congresswoman, that the administration at Columbia and the president at that school recently testified before Congress, didn't go very well, but they're in negotiations with the student protesters and the people who are running this encampment that's not allowed to be there. This is not something that's permitted. They've been given warnings. They cleared it out once and they just came right back. And the school's just sort of like, oh, well, I guess let's just negotiate. Why are they negotiating? Just assert authority and take care of the problem.
Yeah, it's absolutely ludicrous. Actually, right after we met with the students, we met with the university president, and we said, what is the red line here? When are you going to take action to shut this down? And her response was so unsatisfactory. It was basically, well, we're gonna see if they'll leave on their own. We're negotiating with them. I don't understand what happened to, you know, campus guidelines, rules for the university. If you break those rules, you're expelled. That's the end of the story. The fact that they're negotiating with these students, it's like, it's just another example of lawlessness in New York. I mean, you know, whether you're a criminal, a repeat offender, revolving door, in and out of jail, committing more crimes, whether you're illegal immigrants that are coming in, getting free hotel rooms, or you know, these protesters that are committing hate crimes against their fellow colleagues in school, and they're not being held accountable. It's just adding to the left-wing woke ideology that there are no consequences for bad behavior or illegal behavior. And that is why we called for the university president to resign. The one thing that she's been right about is that there needs to be a reset at the university, and the reset starts with new leadership. She has to go. And until that happens, we're going to see that these kids are just going to continue to take over this campus. And meanwhile, you have students there, some that are not even Jewish, that are afraid as well, and they're upset because, you know, they're being forced into remote learning. Their college experience is being stripped from them. They pay $90,000 a year to go to this institution where they worked very hard to get there. And now they're being, basically having their academic experience taken away from them by a mob of anti-Semitic and, in some cases, pro-terrorists. I mean, these people are, in many ways, it makes you scared for the future of this country. That this is an Ivy League institution, and they're proud, some of them, to actually have support of Hamas, who called them future leaders.
Yeah. Oh, no. The Hamas spokespeople put out a statement yesterday endorsing the student protests. It is mutual admiration. They love Hamas. Hamas loves them. I saw the supreme leader, terrorist in chief of Iran, put out a statement supporting some of these protests in New York City and elsewhere. It's sick. It's very sick stuff. So you guys then met with these students and then came out to the microphones and made your statements. And you could hear in the background all of these people yelling and screaming and booing and chanting and profanities and all of that. Talk about how that felt. And obviously you guys didn't budge. You didn't take the microphones and leave. You stood there and you had your say anyway.
Yeah, I mean, well, actually, it was, I don't know who planned to put us out there right in front of the encampment to give our remarks. Maybe that wasn't the best place to be, but in a way, it was a lot of fun, actually, to be there, because we knew we were there for the right reasons. And, you know, these students needed to hear what we had to say. And the best was Anthony D'Esposito, my colleague, who basically yelled into the crowd and said, if you're proud to have the support of Hamas for what you're doing here on this campus, you're part of the problem. He said it straight up, and I thought it was great. But to see the disrespect, you have the Speaker of the House of Representatives and anybody who came to speak, regardless, right? I mean, to have heckling and cursing at him and vulgarities, if they're doing this to us, imagine what they're doing to their fellow Jewish students. And that is really the underlying issue here. And actually, one of the students told me that he had an American flag that he was draped with when he was marching through the campus, and he was attacked. He was assaulted for having an American flag. So he says it's much deeper than anti-Semitism.
Oh, yeah.
It is a hatred of America and our allies and our principles as a country. So it really is disturbing. But it's one of the reasons why I've introduced legislation to strip federal funding from these institutions. You know, Kathy Hochul said, oh, why are they here? They don't have a reason to be here. You know what? We actually give a lot of taxpayer money to institutions like Columbia and other nonprofit and universities across the country. We need to revisit federal funding of these institutions, and they should be stripped of their funding if they can't control the campus and stop, if they allow anti-Semitism like this to fester. They don't hold their professors accountable. The fact that Columbia still has a professor who, not too long ago, shortly after October 7th, actually, praised Hamas. They have two professors, at least, that have praised Hamas, that have tweeted support for Hezbollah. I mean, that is outrageous. And so we need to send a strong message, hold these universities accountable. And by the way, I have another bill that would strip visas from foreign students who are participating in these anti-Semitic events.
If you are from another country and you have the privilege of coming to America to attend a ostensibly elite institution, and you are breaking the rules, breaking the law, and supporting terrorists, why on earth should you be allowed to stay in this country? You have no right
exactly.
You have no God-given right to be here. Just the entitlement, the arrogance of that, it's like, I think it makes a lot of people very upset. I think you're exactly right on the defunding point. These private schools, many of them, take all sorts of government money. And they say, oh, well, we're a private school. Yeah, that's true. But if they want that spigot of money that you guys control in Congress to keep flowing, I think it's completely reasonable, given what's happening, for you guys to use that as a point of leverage, a pain point for these gutless cowards who run a lot of these schools. And I just want to come back to something that you said. Did I hear you correctly that Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, was basically asking why a congressional delegation would be at Columbia, like you guys shouldn't be there?
Yeah, and the answer is because we don't have leadership in New York to actually show up and show these students support.
Yeah, like,
I mean, where is Senator
Where the
Schumer?
Hell is she?
U.S. And yeah, you asked a great question. Senator Schumer is the highest-ranking Jewish elected official in the country. He represents New York, and he hasn't come. I haven't seen him do much of anything. He's one of the last people to actually send out a statement condemning the anti-Semitism at Columbia. And so, and Hochul has shown zero leadership. I mean, she has no consequences for anybody that does anything wrong, including, you know, robbery or whatever crimes you commit in New York City. There's a bail law that Kathy Hochul put in place that will release you back on the street. So this is the woke left ideology that has been of zero consequences. You can do whatever you want, no penalties, and it has taken over New York City. And I think that what we're seeing on this campus is just an extension of that.
No, it just, my mind is reeling right now because there's this huge problem, this festering, disgusting problem on a campus in the middle of New York City, the crown jewel, you know, worldwide known location in New York State, the governor of which has put out, you know, statements being like, oh, bad on anti-Semitism, we don't like it, fine. She hasn't shown up. She hasn't gone to campus to stand in solidarity with the Jewish students, to my knowledge, or met with them. And then you guys show up, and she's like, oh, well, they're not from here. Why are they here? They're members of Congress. Like, you guys don't have a right to be there to do the right thing when, as you said, there is federal money at stake, number one. And secondly, correct me if I'm wrong. I have it right here on my rundown. I believe I introduced you correctly, Congresswoman. What state are you from? Where's your district? What state would that be?
Yeah, well, you know what? I happen to be the only Republican representing New York City in Washington. And that's right. I mean, I was proud to be there with my colleagues. It would have been great if, you know, some Democrats showed up and showed their support as well. And maybe they, you know, don't do it with us, do it on your own. But these students, I have to say, they were, again, so grateful we were there. They feel nobody has their back. They were just smiling ear to ear, thanking the speaker for coming. And they've just been so excited about the fact that he came and took some time to spend with them. And you know who else was in town yesterday? The vice president, by the way, was in town. And she didn't come over to Columbia to say anything.
It's probably for the best.
You know, it's just...
Who knows what she would have said? Who knows which side she would have taken? I honestly don't know.
She would have laughed. She would have, you know, done her laugh.
She would have. Probably. That's what she always does. But, you know, you have these students who feel besieged on their own campus in the United States of America because of their faith and their identity, because you have literal terrorism supporters bullying them and taking over large swaths of the campus. And they are grateful that you guys came to show your solidarity. And the governor of the state where this is happening is criticizing you guys for being here, even though, as you note, you're a congresswoman from New York City. I saw other New York representatives there. She's not the only leader, thank God, from New York, because if she represents all of the leadership in New York, then these kids on Columbia, they would absolutely be twisting in the wind on their own with zero support from the likes of her. So I'm glad that you were there and using the platform and the power and the influence that you guys have to draw attention to this, because it's the right thing to do. It's, you know, very disturbing to see so many of these images. And we had a Columbia student on the show yesterday, very upsetting, hearing this is a guy from Israel whose grandmother survived the Holocaust, and they routinely call him a Nazi. It's just, it's absolutely sick. Congresswoman, very quickly before I let you go, you were talking about some of the other challenges in New York City. Have you seen the video? I know the New York Post had a big story about it. It's a big brawl of these illegal immigrants outside, I think, one of these shelters.
Which one? There's been so many of them.
The one with the baseball bats and all that? Midtown?
You know, I've seen the one with the police officers being assaulted. I've seen the ones with them taking over the streets in Manhattan. This happened multiple times. There have been multiple stabbings. There was even a death, a migrant-on-migrant crime-related stabbing that ended up in a death. This is outrageous that our governor, our mayor, continue to incentivize people to come to New York City, give them a free luxury hotel room when New Yorkers are a hard time keeping a roof over their head, putting food on the table for their families, and you're telling them they have to pay to put people in a hotel room that, by the way, there have been over at least 1,200, at least, and that was a couple months ago, that number's from, arrests of these individuals. And what happens? Because of Kathy Hochul's bail law, they get released back onto the street. There was one woman who was arrested 8 times for pickpocketing, and she's going back to her luxury hotel room at our expense. And it's a disgrace that the Democrats allow this to happen, and that Schumer, again, stops all of our border security proposals that we passed out of the House, some with even bipartisan support, won't take any of them up in the Senate.
Yeah, and it just feels,
obviously refuses to reverse his policies.
And to this point, it just feels sometimes in New York City that it's repeat felons, illegal immigrants, and literal terrorism supporters who are running the show, and they feel like there's no consequences. They have total impunity and immunity to do whatever they want. That's the message being sent right now, and it's a toxic, dangerous one. Nicole Malliotakis, Congresswoman from New York City, on The Guy Benson Show. Congresswoman, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
That was yet another Benson Bite. For full episodes of The Guy Benson Show, go to GuyBensonShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.